Welcome back. So by now, everybody knows there's absolutely no denying that the 2020 election was absolutely stolen right out in broad daylight in front of the whole world to see while Americans here at home sat on their hands, stood down, and did absolutely nothing about it. Then we let the 2022 elections be stolen as well. And no state better understands this than Arizona, where auditors found thousands of votes from invalid addresses or invalid voters that were used to swing the state to Joe Biden in 2020. Then, of course, in November, there was the meltdown in Maricopa County that snatched the governor's race from Carrie Lake. Now, it's possible that we could just sit around and complain about everything. These fake Republicans and conservatives are happy to do that while still collecting your money, by the way, though, with these grift fundraising efforts. Oh, we vow to fight for election integrity. But there is another path. We don't have to let corrupt city machines control presidential elections because we actually don't need to directly elect presidential electors at all. The Constitution does not set any specific mechanism for choosing electors. Sure, today all the states claim to do it by holding a popular vote, but it wasn't always this way. For example, here's how it worked during the very first presidential election, the one that chose George Washington. In Maryland and in Pennsylvania, the voters picked their electors by popular vote just like today, though they voted for the individual electors instead of for those pledged to a candidate. In Virginia and Delaware, voters picked a single elector assigned to their district, kind of like electing a House member. In New Hampshire, the state legislature chose 5 electors from the 10 largest vote-getters. Oh, and in 5 states, the electors were simply picked by the state legislature with no statewide vote at all. In South Carolina, that's how things stayed all the way through the Civil War. This point is absolutely clear in the Constitution. The state legislatures decide how they will choose their presidential electors. For the last 150 years, they've basically given up this power, but they can always reclaim it. The Supreme Court said this definitively in 1892, quote, "The legislature possesses plenary authority to direct the manner of appointment and might itself exercise the appointing power by joint ballot or concurrence of the two houses or according to such mode as it's designated," unquote. So if you're in a swing state with corrupt blue cities, there's an option on the table other than letting corrupt machines in Milwaukee or in Atlanta or Maricopa County steal the presidency again. Just have the legislature choose electors instead. This is still democratic. State legislatures are elected. But this makes it so that you can't use fraud in one city to swing the entire state. Josh Barnett is pleading for this. He ran for Arizona's first House district last year. He's also a small business owner and co-author of the book Saving America. He helped save more than 150 businesses during COVID lockdowns by helping them convert to private membership associations rather than their corporations. Barnett has a meeting set with the Arizona Freedom Caucus to discuss and debate what he says is literally the last recourse. And he joins us now. Josh Barnett, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me, Stu. I appreciate it.
So it seems that we're running out of political solutions here. Our government is now a crime syndicate that's unresponsive to their constituents in any way, shape, or form. What is this solution that you're going to be debating with the Freedom Caucus in Arizona?
Well, we're going to let them know exactly what you're basically talking about. You know, we have a Supreme Court precedent of this, McPherson versus Blacker back in 1892, which was the prime case that they were all settled down from there. Bush v. Gore and then Chaffalo v. Washington back in 2020, fairly recently, showing the state legislature's plenary authority over the manner of elections. So in 1892, you had McPherson versus Blacker, and I'm going to read it verbatim, conferred the absolute power of the legislature to appoint electors directly, despite custom of popular vote spreading in all states. So the first 100 years or so, we had state legislatures that appointed the POTUS electors, not any other elections down ballot, but just the presidential electors. And then over time, they kind of slowly transferred to a popular vote. South Carolina was the last state, I think back in 1860, that finally converted back to, you know, went to the popular vote. But they never lost the power given to them, granted to them in the Constitution, to reclaim that power and say, we're going to appoint these electors for the president. Now, we all know we used to elect senators, right? You know, we elect senators now with the popular vote. But back before the 12th Amendment, we didn't do that. They were appointed by the state legislature, and I think it was around 1913 or so, but when the 12th Amendment changed that. So we, you know, the state legislature, they had that authority, just like you said, granted to them. And this is the perfect reason why. What's happening right now? Guys, Maricopa County has rigged and illegally run elections. Back in 2020 and in 2022, it happened again. That was with Republicans around. You know, we had Brnovich, we had Ducey, we had people involved in the election. And that's the thing. Like, we had Republicans there and they were still doing it. Now imagine what's going to happen with Hobbs, Chris Mace, and Adrian Fontes running it. You don't think they're going to rig 24?
So, absolutely. I mean, they found a successful formula, something that works. They're not going to stop until they're stopped. So if the Constitution and the Supreme Court have upheld this and states have never lost this authority to reclaim their elector votes, then why haven't they done it?
Cowardice. I that's the only thing I can think of, is just straight cowardice, because this is also a bargaining chip. Because you could tell Hobbs, hey, listen, we're going to appoint the electors right now. We can litigate it. We can go as far as you want. We're going to go to Supreme Court and win. There's already precedent for this multiple times. But we're willing to, if we actually had real elections, we wouldn't be doing this. So sign our election integrity bill that we want. No machines, paper ballots only, voter ID, precinct counting, precinct voting, all the stuff that we want. No drop boxes, no mail-in ballots, absentee only for the people that actually need them. All that stuff, either sign that bill or we're going to make sure that we have a president, a Republican primary winner. Whoever wins is going to be the president. It's not about Trump, because we're doing it before Trump would ever win a Republican primary. This is about a Republican voting for a Republican. So these Republicans that are here, you would think, do you want a Democrat president here? Because that's what's going to happen. They're going to rig it. And I don't want to say I told you so again. Let's get ahead of this. Let's be proactive. And let's force their hand to either get us election integrity, or we're going to have a Republican representative from Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I don't think that the federal government or anybody who claims to be a part of the federal government actually gives a damn what the president's label is, Republican or Democrat, because I think those are constructs. I think it's fake to give Fox News viewing audiences this illusion that we still live in this, you know, constitutional republic and some form of democratic system where we're represented by, you know, representatives who are doing the bidding of the people. They've all turned their back on us, but this allows the state to regain the authority and tell the federal government to basically, in essence, F off, and that we're going to take our country back on our own. Is that right?
That's exactly what we're telling them.
Why would you have to debate or argue this with the Arizona Freedom Caucus? Who is it that opposes this?
Well, nobody really opposes it yet, but I already kind of know what I'm going to get ahead of time after talking to other people about it. Because the first response is, well, you can't let people not vote for the president. There wouldn't be a presidential election. So that's the first thing. And then after you talk about it and debate it out and go, well, do you think your vote counted in 2020 or 22? And they're like, well, no. I go, do you think our elections are legally run? No. And I go, then why would you not do this? Why would you not let the Republicans that you voted in office represent you constitutionally, you know, straight by what the Constitution says in Article 2, Section 2, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2. And it says, each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct. The manner is determined by them, no one else. So we have options. There could be other options in the future. I don't know. We have a popular vote and we have the legislature appointing it. Those are our two options right now. Those are what we've done the entire since the signing of the Constitution. We can do this right now. We don't have to wait. And there's an attorney I've been talking with, good guy, that kind of stumbled. I'm going to say he stumbled upon this, but like found a lot of this case precedent. We can also vote joint ballot. So if it's a tight one here, like it is in Arizona, we can vote joint ballot, not separate houses, but joint ballot. We can actually lose one Republican and still pass this thing.
So in this country, obviously, there are hundreds of millions of Americans that are absolutely frustrated with the way that this is turning out, no matter what side of the political aisle you happen to sit on, if you believe in that fakeness. What are the ramifications here? What's on the line if this last resort process that you're suggesting is not recognized? Then what? What happens to this country?
Yeah, I mean, here in Arizona, we don't have election integrity, as you know, as everybody knows. It's pretty obvious. They're going to steal this thing down ballot. I got news for them. And I'm going to tell the state legislature, they're going to rig this thing. Democrats are going to be in the control of the state legislature 24. It's going to happen. They're also going to do it for the POTUS election. But we can stop that. That's the one thing we can control. Would the Democrats do this to us? Mark Elias and the Democrats would have slit our throat with this yesterday if they had this opportunity. We have the majority. We have, I think, about 308 electors that are Republican-controlled state legislatures. So we can guarantee that there's a Republican president in 24. If every state-controlled Republican majority actually did this, you could guarantee a Republican to win. Now, I agree with you. There is a uniparty. I agree with you 100%. Maybe Trump's the one that maybe kind of broke that mold a little bit, you know, to a degree. But, you know, there's a lot of issues that we all got to work out with him as well moving forward. But this is the only way. This is literally the only way. And the ramifications of this is they're going to rig it again. They're going to steal these swing states. If Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia all did this right now, we could pretty much guarantee that if President Trump was the primary winner, he would be the next president of the United States.
When you say Democrat, what you really mean is communists. And communism has never worked. And historically, wherever communism was implemented, the people were rising up to put an end to it, in many cases, a violent end to it. They don't want that. How many times can the bear be poked before inevitably violence breaks out here at a level that we have never seen before? I mean, how long are Americans going to allow elections to be stolen, for them to lose their jobs in the face of, you know, mandates for bioweapon injections that are falsely referred to as vaccines, as they watch their loved ones die suddenly, funding these forever wars in corrupt Ukraine, billions of dollars going there? We're not being asked at all about whether or not you want to send money to the Nazi Azov battalion and the guy who dresses in leather and high heels and plays the piano with his penis, who suddenly is the president after a violent 2014 CIA implemented coup d'etat, while our government and the media, by the way, who ran cover for our government, practiced the same exact tactics that they used here in 2020 with the George Floyd riots, $12 billion in damage across this country in a 3-month period. Cops were told to stand down. Absolute pandemonium. How long is America going to put up with all of that? And by the way, I could go on and on with more examples. As you know, the tyranny here is basically just endless, while the cowardice is also infinite in all of these people who claim to be America First conservatives. How long will Americans put up with this crap?
Well, you know what? I don't think it's going to last much longer. And that's why I want to have as fair and free elections as we're supposed to have. And the only way that's going to happen is we had a bill, HB 2289, that was going to get passed. Paul Boyer, made it not happen, basically. We had major issues with him. He shot down every election integrity bill that came through. And we didn't get it passed. And that was the no machines, you know, the voter precincts, you know, precinct voting, precinct counting, all that stuff was included in this bill, and it didn't pass. Now, unfortunately, we're in the same position we were the last two elections, because they told me, well, don't look at 2020. We got to look for 2022, right? We got to look forward. We don't worry about 2020. We got to fix 2022. Then that came around, the same crap. Don't look at that. We got to fix 2022. And I'm not having it. And it's not just me. There's millions of Arizonans that feel the same way. If we can get election integrity passed, I would be more than happy to back off the legislature appointing the electors. But until we have as fair as we can election, I don't think we should. We should do it right now, and we should drop the hammer on them and take advantage of the constitutional parameters that have been set forth for the state legislature to have, basically, you know, we're a republic, you know, and these states need to take control of the situation, because they're just going to steal it again. It's 100% going to happen if they don't do it.
I agree 100%. And I believe that Arizonans right now should be getting a hold of the Arizona Freedom Caucus and every one of its members to make sure that Josh Barnett is heard, to make sure that this plan is heard, to make sure that you are heard, and increase the pressure and inflict the pain. Let them know that we are watching. You make sure that the Arizona Freedom Caucus understands that there is a hard line in the sand between a traitor who's going to allow this country to go to hell, or a patriot who's going to stand up for the constitutionally afforded freedoms that we have here in this country. And Josh Barnett, for laying all that out, thank you. And thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Well, everybody knows if there is such thing as a miracle mineral, it's magnesium. Magnesium helps your body's overall function. It helps you to combat stress and anxiety and low mood and depression and sleepless nights and ultimately an early grave. We don't want you in an early grave. So as people are waking up to this, as people are starting to realize the importance of magnesium, they're looking for magnesium supplements. Well, a lot of the supplements out there contain things that cause it to be a laxative. Well, we don't want that either. Nobody would intentionally take a laxative. So Magnesium Breakthrough has the seven most critical types of magnesium that won't act as a laxative to help you combat stress and anxiety and get the sleep that you need. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. More of the Stu Peters Show next. New year, new you. How many people say it? Today, we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat, crush your cravings, maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu.